Welcome to our podcast. Today, we are talking about the Eisteddfod, a famous Welsh festival.
What is the Eisteddfod, Zaxi?
Well, the Eisteddfod is a really fun festival that anybody can go to.
Well, what is it important in Wales? Do you mean why is Eisteddfod important in Wales?
Well, I can tell you that. There's this man, and he entered Eisteddfod. And he did a competition that it was a poetry one, but sadly he can't go there. So he had to send it when he was in World War I. I'll tell you the rest. I'll tell you the rest later. Have you ever heard of it before? What do you think it might involve?
Well, I think the Eisteddfod will involve
poetry,
art,
yeah,
jewellery,
and all the other things.
I agree.
So, I think we should move on to when and where did the first Eisteddfod take place?
Do you know, Nancy?
1176.
Wow. Well, I never knew that, did you, Matilda?
No.
Well,
now, Sienna,
what fact do you usually get the most? What do people usually ask you about this?
Well, they mostly ask, what maybe sells?
They sell me then,
or stuff too.
Like, they do paintings on his face,
yeah,
maybe. Or they might do competitions,
or dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I took my music.
Right, my dancer.
Oh, well, that's very cool. Maybe you could go in there, Cephalo.
Now.
What is the caring of the god?
Why is it special?
Do you know that, Matilda?
Well, I think it's actual present symptoms.
Because, I think I know. Because the person who wins the poetry gets to sit on the chair. And then every year they have a new chair. And then they get a ceremony and they get crowned.
Oh my god,
and
that must be so fun.
The chair's been made as well, and it's very special to that stuff as well, because it's got a lot of detail in it as well.
Wow. Oh, wow, that's amazing.
The Eisteddfod is full of exciting events. Let's explore some of the amazing things that happened there.
Well, what happened there?
Basically, they sit on the Bardic chair if you win. I really want to sit on the Bardic chair.
What about you, Nancy?
Well, is it interesting like a leper?
So, Hedwin, he
doesn't know, sadly. Wait, I get a report we need to say about Hedwin's story.
Oh, that's right, Sienna. Well, do you want to say the short story about him?
So, how he died?
No, sorry about
that. That, you know, he left in a lovely peace. But, how he died? So when he went to World War I, well, this like a boulder, well, launched in the air and smashed him. He gone.
My God, that is so sad.
I know. Oh,
terrible.
Well,
basically, I got a really fun fact.
Did you know? I don't know if you've already said this, but did you know that Hedwig, when he sadly passed away days before he could receive the Bardic chair, he actually put a black over the chair to respect him.
Yes.
You know, Freya, I think it's still important today because had I started ages ago, 1176.
Yeah,
but now I'm born, guys. Think of that. basically, I think they still want to respect Hedwig and everything like that. Well, so they still carry it on now. And they, it is in a different place every single year.
Yeah, they always hold it
differently. Well, we got a lot more to say if we wanted to go more. I got a question for you.
Ooh, what can it be, Clamps?
Clamps, how are going to have all your siblings?
The first of 11 children.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to blow away.
And Mary Evans.
Family
moves to a country in the spring of 1887. Was a Welsh language poet and shepherd.
Well, what do you think about that, Sia?
I think that's amazing. Yeah. For 11 children, poor parents, they have to literally do all that. Let's see if anything else.
We got Margam Park.
Oh my god, I go there.
What's Margam Park?
Oh my god.
Margam Park.
I said that Year Earth is Europe's largest youth festival. The festival is a celebration of the Welsh language, culture, and the wealth of young talent in Wales today. Each year, approximately 15,000 children and young people come to compete. The location of the extent is in 2025
will be Margam Park.
Oh my god, I could talk about like literally every year. Oh my god.
Okay, that was really interesting. But do you want to do a fun fact?
Yes.
Oh, a fun fact. Well, gosh. I have a fun fact.
Well, I thought we can do fun activities at the children can. And it is really, really fun. So,
loads of fun things, you know. Like, I would love to go there.
They do activities.
They what activities?
Oh, well, they might do...
Let me think.
Oh, maybe they can run their own competition if they want. So...
Yeah, really. But, do you want to say a bye-bye or do you not want to say bye-bye?
Well, what do you think, Matsy? Do you want to bye?
Bye, boy!
Thanks for watching our podcast.
Bye!
We will be launching more podcasts soon.